We fed the heart on fantasies, the hearts grown brutal from the fair. More substance in our enmities than in our loves. Oh, honeybees, come build in the empty house of the stair. It's from Ancestral Houses by W.B. Yeats.
Kate Wetzel grew up in Louisville, Kentucky, and studied at Kenyon College and Oxford University. She received her MFA in creative writing from Indiana University, and her poems have appeared in the National Poetry Review, Story South, Epiphany, Phoebe, and New Plains Review. She lives in Chicago with her husband, poet Ben Debus. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Christopher Citro. Kate, what have you brought to read to us today?
The first comes from a visit to the Field Museum in Chicago, and it's inspired by a temple carving of a noblewoman named Lady Shock, which is spelled X-O-K, and her husband, who are calling up a vision serpent for some help. So, Lady Shock and the Vision Serpent. The relief reminds you of St. Teresa of Avila and the ecstatic arrow. You say so. I see Eve following bad advice in the garden, the vision serpent with a man's head poking from its jaws, the man now, the forked tongue that created information. Free day at the Field Museum, every parent attempting to apologize for a recession summer. Every child with an open mouth. We huddle closer to the exhibit glass as Lady Shock threads a cord of thorns through her tongue to bleed a holy offering onto paper, which she burns. It's not enough to thread the tongue. It has to be a ceremony for the gods to hear you. Think of it like a job interview. Why should the big men and women in heaven acknowledge your application? Lady Shock wilts against her husband's thigh as the vision serpent spreads out before her, splitting his snakeskin, ranging in four directions like a conch blast, a caldermobile of crazy. Poor Lady Shock. The museum is a child on the verge of tears. Parents break into their bag lunches for apple wedges and caramel, tuna triangle sandwiches. Strollers whir in a hologram of motion. We head to McDonald's and eat burgers dripping with sauce. A boy throws his miniature milk carton down. His mother picks it up and drinks. This next poem is Ode. Tuesday, on the way to work, it wasn't a city bird that lay blank-eyed on the sidewalk. The butter breast, the turquoise morning coat and wings, the eye slit like a cat or a sheep, and its feet, like children's fingers, curled in sleep. Cold on the pavement by the Hilton Hotel, where I wondered after its mother and sister birds, still captive and cheeping perhaps, in a wire palace hung with gold bells and clapping tongues, black-tipped with dung. How small, like a lady's hat ornament, or half the topper of a wedding cake, I half thought, until the mildest movement of his breathing recalled me. Perhaps you are the lone escapee of an exotic birdie mill tucked into the hotel, fallen on clipped wings, too many stories to count. How is that flying to what you've imagined? You, toothless as a holiday, swallowing gravel with your meal, singing a little. How is that parallel to this eternal moment? Bird, smaller than a child's bald fist, bold with boredom, now crippled from it. I will be kind and imagine you dead, your reptile's eye shut and at peace with the sidewalk. Your breathing over, testament to risk and overextension, to limb-staggering pain, to the city as it falls away from us, little by little, day by day. And this poem is a Father's Day poem, The Pregnant Male Sea Dragon in Isolation, inspired by one of the only two species able to carry the eggs. Hovering upright in the water, the sea dragon is a woman posed in the dance of seven veils. his silhouette oddly supermodel, a Scherenschnitt startling and intricate. He glares at aquarium doctors and incredulous onlookers. Imagine his voice if he had one, the low whine of an oboe as it rises toward the surface of the concerto, a smoking brand tossed into an orchestra. Stuck to his tail, 40 champagne grape eggs whistle through the water with the rest of him, a short cord of multiple stained glass spines and floating weeds, 40 darkening mirrors to trundle warily through coral and seaweed. Other sea dragons hang like orchids, silent in a separate tank. Rippling blossom bodies, striped gold and lilac, their needle snouts and stalk eyes promise us alien comforts, a world where everyone is made out of leaves, and fathers ferry unborn children through the jungles of the sea. Perhaps they have forgotten him, the lone male shadowboxing in an empty tank, forgotten but for his mate, who recognizes a loss she cannot name. She's left to wonder what went wrong as aquarium handlers take bets on whether she'd really try to eat her young, her eggs glowing amethyst in another room.
You've been listening to poems by Kate Wetzel on The Poet's Weave. I'm Christopher Citro.